Hello, and welcome to Chatterbox, the Norwich talking newspaper. This is edition number 2157, recorded on Thursday, the 10th of February, 2022. Your readers today are myself, Alison Aplin, and
Mike Hutchinson.
We will be joined for the features by Tim Peters. You can call us at any time on 01603 765 365. That's Norwich 765 365 with your views, news and comments. We love hearing from listeners. This week we welcome one new listener, Mrs. Doris Benstead of Brundle. We hope you enjoy listening to Chatterbox. We'd also like to welcome back Mrs. Iris Harmer from Poole in Dorset. And we'd like to thank Mr. Anthony Froggett from Derbyshire for your kind telephone message. We're delighted that you enjoy listening to the Chatterbox recordings that we greatly like producing for our listeners. Thanks also to Mr. Philip Payne from New Cossey for your generous donation, and to Mrs. Daphne Coupland, Mrs. M. Springall, and to Leslie and Derek for all the stamps. These have been added to our growing collection to be forwarded to Vision Norfolk. Include five sets of news stories from the evening news, one letter, information desk, and two features, which both celebrate individuals who've worked in Norfolk for over 50 years. But we'll start with the news, and here's Mike to introduce the first group of stories.
We'll start this week with some health-related stories, most of them very encouraging. Norwich City Football Club have announced that COVID passes are no longer needed to enter the Carrow Road ground. And a virtual ward experiment by the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital has proved to be a great success. The hospital has also said they hope to never again have to cram extra beds into their wards, as they did recently to cope with the increased COVID demands. Less encouraging is the news that the County Council has rejected proposals from Norwich City Council to set up drug safe spaces for addicts. Here's Alison with some good COVID news.
Norwich City fans no longer need COVID-19 passes to get into matches, the club has announced. The Canaries have thanked their supporters for helping to keep each other safe during the pandemic and have now decided to scrap COVID passports at games. Back in December 2021, the government made them mandatory as part of Plan B rules for any event with more than 10,000 people in response to the spread of the Omicron variant. But Plan B rules were lifted by the government on January the 26th. Yesterday, the football club announced that people will no longer need to show proof of double vaccinations or a negative test. A spokesman wrote on Twitter, "Thank you for all your efforts in keeping each other safe at matches. COVID passes are no longer required to enter grounds, but we still encourage fans to follow public health guidance and wear a face covering indoors and in crowded areas."
A hospital's cutting-edge new virtual ward is set to triple its capacity following the success of its initial pilot. The Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital introduced the facility, which allows people to be treated while they're staying at home. And in February 2021, and it has since cared for more than 820 patients. The ward uses remote technology to allow people to be cared for with real-time monitoring. Originally designed as a means of allowing COVID patients to continue their recoveries at home, the service was expanded to include other patients who are well enough to recuperate at home but still require observations. To start with, this service was available to 20 patients at a time, but it's since been increased to 40.
A boss at the Norfolk and Norwich says he hopes it will never again have to cram extra beds onto its wards as it did recently to cope with increased COVID demands. As part of its approach to tackling a perfect storm of growing demand, system strains and COVID cases from last month, the NNUH has been placing seven patients into wards made for six. It has seen patients afforded less space and privacy while they receive treatment, but was deemed a necessary measure for the hospital to cope with the demands it faced. It is a measure the hospital is hopeful it will not have to rely upon for much longer, and one its chief operating officer Chris Cobb is desperate not to have to resort to again. The level of pressure on the hospital over December and January contributed to a system-wide critical incident being declared by the NHS services in Norfolk and Waveney. However, this status was de-escalated last week, although the hospital continues to see high levels of demand and has remained at its highest level of alert.
Calls for Norwich to pilot a scheme where addicts would be given a safe space to take drugs have been rejected by public health bosses. 2 years ago, Norwich City Council adopted a Green Party motion to explore whether special consumption spaces could be set up in the city to reduce drug-related deaths. But Norfolk County Council has now said it would not support such a move. The proposed sites would be places where users could take drugs while being supervised by a healthcare professional. The idea has already been adopted in other countries, including Switzerland, Portugal, and Denmark, while an unofficial mobile team was set up in Bristol. Green City Councillor Martin Schmierer, who, when he proposed the motion, said staff at the rooms would ensure users did not overdose. He said the sites would act as a gateway for rehabilitation and remove drug paraphernalia and needles from streets and communal buildings in the city. While the City Council backed the motion, there has been no progress since.